Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Bless the Lord,
Bless
O
the
my
name of
soul,
Jesus.
and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Surely the Lord is good. It's
Amen.
because of his mercies where we are not consumed. Great is his faithfulness,
Oh, hallelujah.
and we are a living testament to the fact that God is good. It is he who had brought us through 2025 into 2026. And we can say, I can say, and I know some of you can join me and say, through many dangers, toil, and snares, we have already come. It is his grace that has brought us safe thus far. And we know that our God is faithful. Amen. I just want to repeat Psalm 150 that says, praise he the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise
Hallelujah.
him according to his excellent
Excellent greatness.
greatness.
Glory to
Praise
God.
him with the sound
Hallelujah.
of trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with
Hallelujah.
the timbrel and dance.
Praise
Praise him
Jesus.
with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise
Hallelujah.
him upon the loud cymbals. Praise
Amen.
him upon the high sounding
Sounding.
cymbals. Let everything
That's our breath.
that hath breath
Hallelujah.
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, the stones
Hallelujah.
is not going to take our place. The rocks not going to take our place tonight. We're going to praise
Amen.
God for what he has done. He has been faithful to us.
Yes.
And he who had brought us safe thus far is not going to leave us here by ourselves to figure it out. Amen. One of the songs that always take me to a point of reflection is the song that said, I need you. You need me. We are all a part of God's body. Stand with me. Agree with me. We are all a part of God's body. It is his will that every need be supplied. You are important to me. I need you to survive. And this is my prayer as we enter into 2026, that we need each other to survive. We need to stand back to back with each other. We need to be our brother's keeper. Amen. Because we know that if we are divided, we will fall. So we are going to be a united people. So we're going to share, we're going to encourage each other. We're going to seek the or we can build each other up, amen, as a group. Amen. I want to give God thanks for you. It's the first meeting that we have for 2026, and it's indeed a pleasure to be here with God's wonderful people, praising him and glorifying him. It's our testimony night. It's a night when we come to give God thanks. And that's the way we overcome, by the words of our testimony and the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. Amen. So we're going to praise him for what we have been. We may not have all the answers or get all the results that we needed in 2025, but know for sure that your story is not ended. Amen. The book has not been closed as yet. It's still open, and there's still room at the cross. There's still room for miracles, signs, and wonders. So we're going to put our hands to the plow. We're going to tell God how beautiful he is, how wonderful he has been. Amen. This time, we're going to invite Sister Camille to lead us into our devotions.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. We bless the holy name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ. I greet you well tonight, people of God, in the worthy and exalted name of Jesus. It is indeed a privilege for us Amen. To be gathered here tonight, the first day of the year, the first night of the year. Amen. And we are here in the presence of the Lord on this portal to exalt the name of Jesus. And as usual, I consider it a privilege and an honor when I am asked to do devotions. Anything to exalt the name of Jesus is always an honor of mine. And so as we come tonight, we're going to worship the Lord. We're going to worship the Lord with our testimonies. Deacon would have read the scripture and would have spoken of different ways that we can praise the Lord. And we're going to use all of those ways and other ways that the Holy Spirit would inspire us, hallelujah, to praise and exalt his name tonight through testimonies, through singing, however we choose, however he leads us. Bless the Lord. And so, before we get into our worship, I'm going to invite you with me. We have crossed over into 2026. Happy New Year, by the way. Bless the Lord. And so as we get ready for
Happy New
tonight,
Year,
it's going to
sis.
set the pace. Tonight's service is going to set the pace for the year. And so I invite you to bring your worship with you and just get ready and be willing to participate. Amen. We're going to exalt the King of Glory tonight. Hallelujah. And just before we get into that frame of mind where we exalt Jesus, I invite you tonight to let us, the song would have played, come and lay down the burdens you have carried. Because in the sanctuary, God is here. I invite you tonight to join with me in putting down the baggage. Amen. Some of us who have crossed over into 2026, we have left the baggages in 25. But for some of us, there are still some little ones, some little stubborn ones that still latch on to us. Like parasite, they just latch on. But tonight we're going to be intentional. We're not going forward tonight with any of those little isms, kism, latching on to us. So we're going to use this time, just a few minutes, and we're going to put those burdens down. Amen. We're going to put down the little hurt and the pain that we hold on to. That unforgiveness, whatever it is, whatever
Hallelujah.
anxiety, my God, lies, any kind of tendencies,
Oh,
hallelujah, that is going to
Jesus.
prevent us from catapulting in God. We're going to put them at the foot of the cross tonight. And so as I play the song,
Jesus.
just a portion and just for a minute, let us go to the Lord. Amen. Let us put them down. Let us ask him to search our hearts. There might be things in
Oh,
there that we're not even
Jesus.
aware of. Amen. But tonight we're given
Jesus.
access to the Holy Spirit to remove any baggage, to remove anything that we're holding on to that will prevent us from surrendering fully to Almighty God. So if you are led, you can unmute. If not, just use this time and let us just go to the Lord that we may experience freedom, that we may experience purity. Put them down in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us use this time to do so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Still.
for evil and terrible things to turn in night at the foot of the cross. All the land and let me pass through the night. Speak to us, God. Hallelujah. Cleanse our hearts. Cleanse our thoughts. Mighty God, help us to be like the name of Jesus. For his finger and Lord, that may prevent us from worshiping the way we are told. In the name of Jesus, Lord, saturate it with your power, saturate it with your presence, and let it be light according to your will. Hallelujah. 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 We bless the Lord tonight, people of God. Hallelujah. Every burden that we would have had, we lay them down. We lay them down because God is here. We exchange it for the yoke. Hallelujah. We take your yoke upon us, Lord God Almighty, because your yoke is easy and your burden is light. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And as we exhale tonight, as we take a deep breath in, we release. When we release carbon dioxide, we release toxins from our body. When we release in the spirit, we're releasing everything that is toxic to our spirits. We release it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Release it tonight, people of God. Hallelujah, that we may be free to worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless the name. We bless the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And so I bless the Lord for each of you tonight. I thank you for joining us here at Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministries International. If you joined us after I would have started, we just had an exercise where we released every baggage. And so now I'm sure that we're feeling free. We're feeling better. We're feeling light. Yes, man. We're ready. Hallelujah. To worship the King of Glory. Hallelujah. I'm going to play a song tonight and I'm going to invite you, if you know the words, to just sing along. Amen. And if you don't know the words, I'm just going to ask you to listen to the words. Hallelujah. And just allow it to minister to your heart. Or just release some worship. Amen. Release some worship as you go along. But as the song would say, the world will bow down and say you are God. Every man will bow down and say you are King.
When you lie down,
start right now. Why would we wait? We will praise you now in victory. Hallelujah. And as the song plays, just receive it in your spirit and just understand that this year is a year of victory. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. sing hallelujah, hallelujah.
And we'll dance in
Thank
your
you,
presence
Jesus.
Till you come again. I'll just sing hallelujah till you come again. It doesn't matter what it looks like. And I'll dance in your presence till you come again. Somebody sing
environment of your home. Will you open up and let him in? Will you open up your heart? Will you dance in the presence of the Lord? Will you find our worship tonight? Hallelujah. We worship the Lord our God. We worship the King of Heaven. We want to Hallelujah. Is there a worship on the platform tonight? Can we unmute and just release some worship to the King of Glory? Hallelujah. As we reflect on the year that has gone by and the new one that has started, let us exalt the name of Jesus. Let us find a hallelujah within our heart. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let us release it unto God. He has kept us. Hallelujah. He has kept us. Not of our doing, but he has kept us. Mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Let us exalt his name. Come on, people of God.
Hallelujah.
Mighty God, we honor you today. We lift you on high, God, because you are worthy. We thank you that you are the King of Glory. We bow in your presence, Lord. We shall back and exalt your name because you are worthy. Hallelujah. Mighty
you
God,
bless from the
you.
Rising up
hallelujah.
The sun to the going
thank
down
you,
the same,
hallelujah.
Your name is worthy to
thank
be praised.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, mighty
hallelujah.
God.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you are great to be
hallelujah.
Praised.
Thank
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
thank you,
Jesus.
Mighty God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
God. Praise God. Bless
thank
the Lord.
You, God.
I want to read from Joel chapter 2 tonight, and we're going to look at 25 and 26. That's Joel chapter 2, verses 25 and 26, and it reads, "And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, and the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed." This is the word of the Lord. Tonight, I want to just briefly encourage our hearts based on this passage of scripture that was read. And, you know, when I would look at the previous chapters to these and the verses preceding these two verses that I just read, we would learn of, you know, plagues that were attacking the land of Judea. And it wasn't just one type of plague, you know, it was caterpillar and palmer worm and canker worm, you know, that would have, you know, been destroying the land of Judea. And you can just imagine having those things just eating away, and what is not eaten by one would be eaten by the other. And it's just devastation, destruction, mighty God. You can just imagine. And for some of us, 2025 has been like that. It has been a year when some of us would have experienced loss. We would have had some missed opportunities. We would have had, you know, loved ones who were taken away. You know, and people would have lost their homes in the hurricane. Jobs were lost. Belongings were lost. Some of us would have had accidents and, you know, experienced scamming. Some persons lost money. Some of us, we lost our confidence. Some of us were so down or pressed down that we would have lost our praise, mighty God. But as the word of God would assure us tonight that God is a God of restoration. And verse 25 is a prophetic word that is spoken over the lives of believers. God gave Prophet Joel the word saying, all that was lost would be restored. And that is the prophetic word that I want to release on this platform tonight for the year of 2026. This shall be a year of restoration for Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministries International and
Hallelujah.
for every person that
Hallelujah.
worships on this platform, every person that is attached to this platform in one way or another. I am declaring that word of prophecy over your life that this shall be the year of restoration. God is getting ready. God is ready, people of God, to restore us. Amen. Hallelujah. God is ready to restore the lost. God is ready to release abundance. He's ready to restore our finances, those of us who have lost. Some of us, we're battling sickness. God is releasing our health to prosper, even as our souls prosper in the name of
Jesus,
Jesus Christ.
hallelujah,
God is releasing promotion,
hallelujah.
hallelujah, over our lives. God is releasing restoration of our souls. Psalm 23 says, He restoreth my soul. Some of us, our souls are just though we need a restoration, and I'm
Hallelujah.
declaring, hallelujah, that tonight is the night that you shall receive the start of your restoration, because 2026 is the year of restoration. Restoration of the things that we would
Glory
have
to God.
lost, our possessions. Some of us, we lose so many things in the hurricane. To this year we shall be restored. Some of us, we lost our peace. My God, we're so worried. We traded for anxiety. Our
Oh,
joy is
God.
coming back this year. Our prayers is coming back. Our peace, our success, all that we have lost is coming back this year. This is the year of restoration. This is
Oh,
the year
God,
of overflow.
Jesus.
For some of us, we've been
Yes.
praying for years for family members who would have been affected, who would have not experienced salvation. This is the year of salvation in the name of Jesus. And as I speak it over the platform, I receive it for myself, and I encourage you to open up and receive it. Yes, the word of God says it. It is being released. Open up your spirit. Grab onto it. Hold on to it. It is yours for the taking, if should you only open up and receive it. But I want to point out verse 26 very quickly that says, and ye shall eat plenty and be satisfied. So we shall receive that restoration. But look at the phrase that follows, and praise the name of the Lord your God. Very important. And praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. Hallelujah. Restoration bring praise. Amen. Yes, man. And because this is a prophetic word and it has been spoken, it means that if you hold on to it, it will be manifested. But I want to encourage you tonight to just give that praise. The word of God says what? Praise the name of the Lord your God. Hallelujah for that restoration. And so, in a prophetic act, tonight we're going to use a minute, 60 seconds. We're going to tell God thanks. Amen. We want to be restored. We want abundance. We want all that God has to offer. But the word of God says we are to do what? Praise the name of the Lord your God. 60 seconds is what I ask of you, to find a praise. You don't know what to say? Tell God thanks. Look at the year that you have had last year. There must be some things to tell God thanks for. Amen. There must be something to rejoice about. Hallelujah. Unmute. 60 seconds. Let us bless the name of the Lord with our praise. God, we praise you. God,
Oh,
we honor
Jesus.
you. God, we
Hallelujah.
honor
Jesus.
you, God. Mighty God, thou
Glory
art mighty. Thou art
to
mighty.
We give you
Thou
thanks,
art
mighty
worthy,
God.
Lord
Thank
Father, God.
you,
I thank
Lord.
you,
We
Lord. And as we
thank you,
come,
thank you,
God, tonight,
Lord.
we
Lord.
want to
Lord.
lift
God.
you on high. We
Stand
want
in
to
your
bow
holy
to
face,
you. We want to
mighty
exalt
God.
your
I
name,
thank you,
God.
God, for
You
making
are
yourself
worthy. We
known.
thank you
Father
for
God,
the
I thank
year
you,
that you
God,
have
for
kept
making
us.
yourself
We thank you for
perfect.
restoration.
Father God, I thank you,
God,
dear
I
God,
thank you
for
for
your
the
love.
me. Thank you, Almighty God, for the near misses, for protection me. Thank you, Lord, for being my shield and my buckler. Thank you for being my hiding place. Thank you, Lord, for shadowing me and my family, mighty God, under your feathers. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary. Thank you for provision, mighty God. You are worthy to be praised. And as we come before you, mighty God, we declare you as King. We declare you as King of glory. We declare you as King of our lives. You are the lifter of our heads. You are the bishop of our souls. Mighty God, we are you tonight. Hallelujah. So the whole God is worshiping you, God. Oh, praise God. We are the Lord of Jesus, we honor you. Hallelujah. Jesus, we are worthy tonight, mighty God. You are worthy, Jesus. You are worthy, Jesus. We worship you, mighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Mighty God, we shall back you tonight, God. We praise your name. We praise your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Jesus. Hallelujah. Mighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, God Almighty, we worship. We worship you. Hallelujah. What a God. What a God. What a God he has been. I don't know about you, but I know I've not been. I know there are many times I've been unfaithful. There are many times I have dashed my foot against a stone. Many times I step outside of the line. But God, in his faithfulness, would have pulled me back in, would have given to me all that I would have lost when I stepped out. And tonight, I just want to exalt him. He has kept us. People of God, God has kept us. We are kept. My God, it's not our doing. Hallelujah. It is God himself who would have kept us. Hallelujah. And he deserves the praise. Mighty God. And as I get ready to hand over to our moderator, I have some declarations that I want to, you know, just declare over the platform. It's the first meeting of the year. And we just want to charge the atmosphere with some declarations that this shall be the place, this altar right here, this portal shall be the place where a lot of things will be manifested. And I want to speak it out in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. And I just invite you tonight to just agree with me as I declare in Jesus' name. Bless the Lord. I decree and declare tonight that 2026 is our year of restoration. And you can just say in the name of Jesus or amen, or just agree with me. Amen. This year shall be the year of restoration. Amen. We are restoring what was lost, delayed, broken in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. I decree and declare healing shall be our portion on this platform. Healing over our bodies, healing over our minds, our hearts, because by the stripes of Jesus Christ, healing is released on this platform in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare that every member of Prayer Portal will walk in clarity and purpose in 2026 in the name of Jesus. Our steps are ordered by God, and we shall move forward with confidence in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare tonight that divine favor, horrible city, shall surround us. Doors shall be open, provisions shall flow, and we shall lack no good thing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. According to Psalm 24:11, I declare tonight, we have stepped into 2026 with bold faith in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Fear has no hold on us as a ministry.
Hallelujah.
We shall walk
Jesus.
In strength, in courage, and trust in God in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
According to 2
Jesus.
Timothy 1, verse 7, in Jesus' name, I decree
Hallelujah.
And declare joy and
Amen.
Peace over our lives this year in Jesus' name. Our hearts
Amen.
Are healed. Our prayers
Amen.
Is continual. Our hope
Amen.
Is secured in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Amen.
According to
Amen.
Psalm 34 Jesus. And verse 1, I decree and declare tonight victory in every area
Hallelujah.
Of our lives. We
Jesus.
Shall
Hallelujah.
Walk in triumph through
Amen.
Jesus Christ
in
the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
According
oh,
to
gosh.
2 Corinthians 2 verse 14, Hallelujah. We decree
Hallelujah.
And declare that every declaration that has been made tonight will be manifested, and there shall be testimonies
Amen.
About these
Hallelujah.
Declarations.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus,
Lord,
and release some prayers in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
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 We worship the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We stand in agreement and declare that this is the platform, this is the portal. It is open for the manifestation of the power
Hallelujah.
Of Almighty God in the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ of
Hallelujah.
Nazareth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you tonight. Thank you for your presence.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your inspiration, who divine
Hallelujah.
Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And as we come tonight, God, we give you praise.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this the first night of
Hallelujah.
Gathering. We thank you that your presence is here. And Lord, as we get
Hallelujah.
Ready to go into our testimonies,
you,
Lord, we pray that your presence
Hallelujah.
Will come down, will sit in the midst, will absorb the praise.
Hallelujah.
The testimonies, Lord God, will be directed at you, because you are who, oh God, who have allowed them to happen and have allowed us to testify. So we honor you with our whole hearts, and we commit the rest of tonight into your hands. We call it done tonight in the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And as I
Hallelujah.
Hand over, I don't know if Deacon has anything to say before I hand over, but I just invite you to open up your spirits. Amen. It's a new year. It's a new season for Prayer Portal. We are going forward in Jesus' name. I encourage you, get on board. Let's go forward for God together in the name of Jesus Christ. So I hand over now in care of the Holy Ghost. God bless you tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Sister Camille. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. With no further ado, I want to invite Sister Sasha to host us into our testimony service tonight. It's been a tremendous blessing. Amen. Sister Sasha, are you ready?
Yes, I am. Good night,
Bless
everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, Sister Sasha, hear loud and clear.
Not feeling 100. But God is good. Excuse my voice, so it's a
Amen.
Little. Just here with me. Tonight, I'm excited and my is full. God is so good. God is such a God. I tell my people that if it was because of the name that I had, because my surname is Aslan and it's Matala. I'm not really to be in or any one of the people and your host, but it's all because of the grace of God. It's what I do. I know where I'm from, my name. God is just a good. It's not good that I did. That's good work and save money. But God is good. God. And tonight, my heart is just full. I'm rejoicing because even though I have high days and low days, and they have it all. God is a good God. What you're praying for, probably not manifest yet, but God is such a good God. So many lessons start 2025 us. And they're no longer here. A couple days before Christmas, or maybe after Christmas, I don't remember. My brother got shot. This is a little boy who grew up in the community. And when me hear him get shot, and they on the spot. But so right, God, life is fragile. But God, I am here and I thank you. I thank you. Tonight I come to share our testimonies about the goodness of Jesus, you know, and just remind a few scriptures about testimonies. First example that we can give was the woman at the well. When she met man Jesus, she went to the community. That's imagine me, you know, me, Jesus, I'm gonna catch you here. Tell everybody about this man Jesus. You know, she testified, she said, come. And this man was able to tell me all about himself. You know? In Revelation 12, verse 11, it's, and they conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. I will repeat, and they conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. This is so going to overcome shame. This is so going to encourage the persons in the Lord. In them says, God can do it for me, God can do it for you. Psalm 6, verse 16. Come here, all who fear God, and I will tell you what He done for my soul. Sister Sasha and Tapu and Lufia, our sister Camille are hysterical and telling testimony. I share with somebody the goodness of that He did for them. Me talk when do my sister, my mother, and I talk about self and soul. John 6:39. Many Samaritans from the town give the name because of this woman testimony, but she said, come on, see man. Man, tell every woman, see, tell everything we do. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, all in Judah and Samaria, and the ends of earth. Timothy 1 verse 8. Do not be ashamed of testimony about our Lord or of his prison. Rather, stand with me in the spirit of us by the power of God. St. Mark chapter 7 verse 90. Go home your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you, how much he had mercy on you. Brethren, tell you, I have stumbled on some. What a word I'm looking for. Problem or issues in 2024 and 20. I want in 2024 me that got dead. When I saw the situation before me, I said, God, if somebody isn't the right person, I would have just drink it and done. That's how terrible the problem is. And you soon said, God, get me out. I want me to me cross over. Me just have to give thanks. I dream that is how you sing. You should be what you sing. There's a song that is proved out as wrong. So I tell my friend, you have walk in it. So sing, Sanya, believe it. When we sing, walk in power. All that I have for life God has given me. Walk in power. Walk in miracles. I live life for who I am. We must leave what we sing. And sometimes, what you pray for, it probably come true in that moment. Because I'm still praying things that I am meant to see. But this change, the fact that it does change the fact of who is, no. It's still a God. He's still working miracles. He's doing sign and wonder. He's still in the unexpected. When this is so, things are going on. Situation really. November 20. And I called so many prayers for help. And one smash up. I was just in that valley by myself. I'm like, Jesus, you're the one. How comes and deliver me? And you still want to see how work it out. I may have to repent. I may say, God, forgive. I am but human. Bridget, you might be praying. You might be thinking, God, you must see the victory. Tell us, say, come and find those of us who are victorious today. I am joyous with you because the more joyous you are, the closer victory. The more praises go, the blessings are going to come down tonight. So I just want to encourage each and every one of you to testify of the goodness of God. When we testify about the goodness of God, we have power against the enemy. We have power against the enemy because we are sure enemy who God is and what he can do for us. When we testify, we show source our faith and hearing each other's testimony, so each other because the Bible says, and shout higher. Sorry. When we testify, we glorify God. When we testify, we glorify God. Right? And when you testify, you are sharing. You basically evangelize, basically talk about your God. And so, we know that I let us get into our 10-minute session. And I start first, and then I will allow to continue or choose to go first. I remember I testified on this platform already that when I came from maternity leave, I was in 4 months in a senior position to my job. The opposition come left, it came right. I'm sent from above and beneath. I don't know if I never made it there, so what? But it was so bad. I think God, you are God. I am a child and asked to hear. You may hear. I'm a boy. You got dumb enough the enemy. That was my specific. I said, God, you have dumb enough the enemy. But the enemy want to talk and talk. The enemy want oppose and can oppose and against this card and make not like certain things in that atmosphere. I mean, you brothers, sisters. I was only in 4 months. I am still continuing in post. And before we went off holiday, that person who was or should have opposed me. I will commend you, madam. You're doing a great job and present by money. Hear me, thank you. If you go to my office, I say, God, are you this? I really, really do this. And guess what? I will not be silent. I will talk about goodness of Jesus. If you know something to dictate again, me know my prayer for, and I know what I am seeing God for. So when God comes true for me, I must testify of the goodness of Jesus. Anyone want to go ahead first? Or send?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and what he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thanking him for his saving grace. You know, when I look back over my life and see where I could have been, where the Lord has brought me from, and where he have me now, surely I can say, if it hasn't been for his goodness, I would have been consumed. You know, Omine, you know tonight that God will defy every human laws in order to get you, set you free.
Amen.
Human laws doesn't govern God. God, way of getting you out of a situation, you know. Neither does earthly laws or gravity, how the earth is formed up and everything. That doesn't govern how God will deliver you. You know, sometimes God will break any law of mankind to set you free. You know, he knows how to vindicate his people. And when I look and see, sometimes the way God work, if you and I were to determine how we want to be set free, you know, and it comes true just the way we said it going to be. You know, sometimes we get too complacent in our walk with God, but it's outside your thinking box or outside your thinking capacity. Oh, God will show up. Kick down every shadow, light up every darkness to set you free. It come in. You know, if I could really pinpoint a place, you know, In my, if I could really pinpoint a specific area where God would have delivered me, you know, where he would have set me free, it would take us back a whole take us back years before now, you know. But sometimes God works in stages in our lives. You know, from one testimony to one testimony, from one glory to another glory. You know, it is an ongoing process. It doesn't stop at one testimony. It doesn't stop at one victory, but it's victory after victory. Sometimes you're climbing up, you come down a little, you go back up again, come down a little. You know, God would do that in order to keep us in check so that we know that by ourselves, we can do nothing without him. I want to give God thanks for taking me into this another year, 2026. You know, it was, it seems like just yesterday was 2025. Literally, it is. But when 2025 has started, it seems like only just yesterday, you know. But God has been so faithful to me and my family. He has been so good. I am so glad to be a part of his family. I'm so glad to be cleansed by his blood. I'm so glad that I've made the decision to make Jesus my choice. You know, I'm so glad. I'm not saying that it's always an easy road or ever an easy road. It's testings after testing. Sometimes when I'm going through the tests, I just burst out in laughter. And I say, oh, this is you, God. I know it's you. You know? Yes. So I just want you to just really reach out and touch him tonight. You know, because I know the God who has been faithful to me, he will do it for you as well. Amen. Bless the Lord, somebody. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, praise
Praise
God.
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I worship the Lord. I just give him thanks. I just want to say, big up God, big up Daddy Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Finally, finally. My God has done it, what I've been waiting for. God has delivered. He has
Thank
delivered
you,
me another
Jesus.
year. Thank
Hallelujah.
you, Jesus.
My
He has
God. Thank
delivered,
you,
He has
Jesus.
given me another
Hallelujah.
chance. He's telling me, sister, I
Yes.
am not done with you yet.
Thank
I
you.
am not done with you yet. I tell you,
Hallelujah.
brethren, God has been, He has taken me from a far way. Far, far away. Just since then, I was having a meeting with my children, and I asked them to do their resolution, to talk about what are their goals and how are they going to do it, their plans. And when they shared, then they asked for me, and I said, to get closer to God in my word, thoughts, and action. My daughter said, so mommy, you're not closer to God already. I said, I need to get closer and closer. I said to her, listen to me. You see, yesterday, while you guys were in the living room, and when I looked at certain things, and I saw there was a piece of stick beside the water dispenser, a spirit was telling me to take it up and come out there with it. And I said, you see, I held my hand to the Lord, and I said, God, please hold my hand. I said, that's why I want to get closer to God. I want to get closer to God in my words, thoughts, and action. But I am giving God thanks because when you said that, 2025, it molded me. It crushed me. It squeezed me. But thank you, Jesus.
My God.
God knew, He knew what He was doing. I said, when
Amen.
you
My
talk
God.
about patience, when I said, God, please teach me to be patient, God, He
My God.
squeezed me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He squeezed
Hallelujah.
me and
Thank you.
mold me, and He showed me how to be patient. And he said to me, continue to say that the plans that I have for you is never to
My
fail,
God.
but to prosper.
My
He said, I
God.
will go before you and make the crooked path straight. I
My
said,
God,
Lord,
yes,
please teach me how to be humble. I said, in
yes,
situation where
Lord.
I was so disappointed. I was so angry. And I was talking and I could hardly hear myself because of how I was talking calm. I said, who could this be but you, Jesus? Thank you, God. God has
Hallelujah.
blessed me. When I look at
Mighty
my
God.
children, I said, I was, oh, hallelujah. At the last part of it, when I looked and I said, oh my God, I'm in a theater listening, watching my daughter playing ukulele, the viola with among other students.
My
You know,
God.
and I'm saying, who could this be but Jesus?
God, thank you,
I
Jesus.
rushed from work and I went to the stadium to watch my to watch the soccer championship. And when they said that, to stand and face the flag and the national anthem, I normally sit and watch it on TV. And when I saw, when I stood there, I said, hallelujah in my mind. Hallelujah. Look at it. My boy is going to play. I said, thank you, Jesus. When I look at my documentation, yes, there are still delays, but God, every door, sometimes God closed some doors. It's for a reason. It's for a reason. Sometimes it's not because of, okay, this is not going good. This is not going good. God has to close that door. He has to close it so that the plans that he has for us will be manifested. He has to take his time. He's an on-time God. I just want to thank God for his grace.
Hallelujah.
I want to thank him for his mercy. I want to thank him for this portal. I want to thank him for this ministry.
Mighty
I want to
God.
Thank him. I want to thank him for his loving kindness towards me and my children. I want to thank him for providing for me, just like how he provides for the lily of the fields and the birds of the air. I want to thank him for a God that doesn't go back on his word. He said he will provide rivers in the desert. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said he will never leave
yes.
me, will never forsake
Hallelujah.
Me. He said
Thanks.
He will hold
Hallelujah.
me.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
He
Thank
said he will hold me with his
righteous
right
right
hand.
Hand.
He will keep me close to his arms.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I just
Thank
want to
you,
give him
Jesus.
Thanks for what he has done, what he's doing, and what he will be, what he will be doing, because I know that my God is not a liar God. He's a God
my
of his
God.
Word. And I just asked him to please teach me how to abide in him so that when I ask
yes,
anything
Lord.
According to his will, he will grant it unto
yes,
me.
Lord.
And when his
Thanks
blessing
God.
Is coming, I am pure, I
my
am
God.
Clean, so it can saturate me in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Mighty
I just want to give
God.
God thanks for the
yes,
year
Lord.
Of 2025. And I want
yes,
to give
Lord.
Him thanks for 2026. All honor and glory
Thank
to
you,
God.
Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
We
rejoice with you. We rejoice with you. God has been good. God has been good. We rejoice with you, my sister. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Amen. Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, when we have testimonies at church, you know, after we give a testimony or two, we start to sing some of the courses at church. There is this one called, Oh, I Crossed Over. Oh, I crossed over. My soul started to wander. My soul started to wander. Oh, my soul started to wander. Oh, I crossed over. Oh, I crossed over.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I crossed over. My soul started to wonder. My soul started to wonder. Oh, my soul started to wonder. How I crossed over. How me did cross over. How me did cross over. Over. How me did cross over. Over. Bless the Lord. We rejoice with you, my sister.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Any more money? Any more money?
Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Glory
to the Lord. My one right quick. Praise God. You know, there's a song said, Jesus is my deliverer. And the Christian asked, how do you know he deliver? Come on now. I know because he delivers.
He delivered me. Bless the Lord.
So if we don't, if you don't know how he deliver and that he deliver, then we can be able to sing this song with the confidence. Hallelujah. I greet you well tonight, brethren. I just want to testify of the goodness of God and that his grace and his mercies have brought me through. Praise God. When I look back since October, my God, it come like I was in a furnace. Let the fire make up and in a heat, because it's one after the other, after the other. You say you get a break, you get the deliverance, yes, and you praise God. And there comes another, and it was so consistent from October all the way down to up to Monday. And it is family, it is community, and most of all, it is the workplace. But guess
My
what?
God.
I crossed over by the grace
God.
Of God. I
yes,
came
Lord.
Through by the grace
Hallelujah.
Of God. The enemy
yes.
couldn't kill me. Praise God.
My
he could have put
God.
On the pressure. He could have pushed
yes.
and he could have bring us
yes.
out of something. But
My
God,
God
delivers me.
Yes. Yes.
The word of God said, many are the
Hallelujah.
Affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers
Amen.
Him from them all.
Amen.
And I can
Amen.
Testify tonight.
Yes,
and I didn't write can testify.
My
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
God has delivered me. And he not
Hallelujah.
Only deliver me, he deliver me family.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
The stress and the trouble and the worries. My God, that my husband been through, my children. God has delivered. And I will lift my voice and
Hallelujah.
I will say hallelujah to him because
hallelujah.
He has done it again for us. Praise
Thank
God.
Jesus.
And tonight I am giving God
hallelujah.
Thanks and I am giving him praise. I'm not
Thank
afraid.
God.
I'm not afraid to let the enemy know that God deliver. And the
Come
enemy
on now.
Has already lose. So he knows that we are winners and we are winners in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brethren, that we are
hallelujah.
More
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Celebrate Jesus.
Thank
that
you,
he
Jesus.
Indeed our deliverer. And somebody else said, oh, you know, we know because
he
delivered
us.
We know
yes.
because
yes.
we have been through it. And
Glory
he came
to God.
Up.
Hallelujah.
We came
yes
up victorious.
Yes
Hallelujah. And
yes,
so we are going in 2026 full force in the deliverance, in
yes.
the breakthrough.
Yes.
Not saying things won't come. My God Almighty, yes, things are come, but we are going in Jesus' name,
in
who is
Jesus
our deliverer.
Name.
God bless you. Have a great night.
God
I'm coming to
you.
Testify of the goodness
God
of the Lord.
You.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because we have cloud of witnesses. They testify. Praise God. So we can hear of it and learn of it and know that God
yes.
delivered them then. And he's the same God today and take
yes.
us through.
Amen.
They cry, God. They crossed the Red Sea.
Come
Hallelujah.
On.
And we are serving the same God today. So we are victorious. God bless you in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Give a shout out of praise, Father Hunchback.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
We rejoice with you, my sister. We rejoice in the God of our salvation tonight.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Has never
God.
Failed. God is a deliverer. God is a deliverer.
Amen.
Listen, we don't have time for like second guess if God real or God exists. We don't have time for that. We not go worship no Buddha. We not go worship no Allah. We not go read no Quran. We don't have time for that because the
my
Holy
God.
Spirit. Listen, I was listening to testimony the other day. Blessed me so much. The person said, I used to be so afraid of losing people. And that reminded me of myself. The person said, I was so afraid of losing people. But you say, no, you know who I'm afraid to lose now? Two people. I'm afraid to lose myself. I'm afraid to lose the Holy Spirit. Some way we lose the Holy Spirit because we are trying to lose people. Me say, for the whole week is like my concentration shifted.
Mighty God, Jesus, hallelujah.
Listen, Saul, King Saul, and the Holy Spirit drifted away from me. Listen, me afraid to lose the Holy Spirit. Because when the Holy Spirit come, change have to come, miracles have to happen, testimonies. But listen, me no business who in the way. I don't care who your Uzziah is. I don't care who your Uzziah is. But you can't lose the Holy Spirit and you can't lose yourself.
Amen. Praise
it
God.
Better you lose the friend. It better you lose the job. And we have to work. I'm not saying that you should quit your job and stay home. But listen, brother. And the Holy Spirit causes to happen right now. And Holy Spirit, I thank you for tonight. I thank you for these testimonies. I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit has never left us. It has not forsaken us. You're still working miracles. You're still Jehovah Shalom. You're still Jehovah Jireh. You're still Jehovah Nissi. And whatever name it is, you fit the criteria for every situation. Hallelujah. Let us continue to testify in Jesus' name.
Amen. Bless the name of Jesus.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah. Tonight in my spirit, God is such
mighty God.
An amazing
yes.
God. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Tonight, I'm smiling in my spirit. I'm just
God.
In his fullness. You know, just so happy, so grateful. God has
Jesus.
Been so amazing. And I'm not saying that because, oh, major things, somebody would say major things happen, mind-blowing things happen in 2025. If I should explain my 2025, everybody on the platform would just start to cry. Because my 2025 was upside down. When we say upside down, left, right, and center. This afternoon, a friend of mine messaged me. And he said to me, something about you is different. I can't tell what it is. But something about you is different. And I said to him, because the way he brought it across, it was as if he's saying that I don't look like I have any problems. And I said to him, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. A whole heap of things are gone. But for some reason, I don't have the spirit of anxiety. I don't have the worrying spirit. And I looked at him and I was just there talking. And I said to him, you know, I just realized, may I want testimony, you know? May I want testimony. Like, literally, this is the true meaning of peace in the midst
my
of
God.
The storm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let me tell you, no. So, me just, me can't express how excited I am in my spirit tonight.
My God.
You know, the more I reflect on it, the more I'm like, God, a whole heap of things
Jesus.
Happened last year. Like, I'm telling you, especially from May. Well, I can't even talk from May, the whole year. The whole year was upside down. I had situations with moving from the house that I was at. There was a lot of fighting against my character. There was just so many against my identity. I had issues financially. I had physical issues, like health issues dealing with. And I'm telling you, brethren, it is by the grace of God, hallelujah, that
hallelujah.
I am here tonight.
Oh,
I want to tell
hallelujah.
Somebody tonight on the platform that God is pouring grace. It's not just,
Jesus.
Oh, grace is his unmerited favor and unmerited and undeserved kindness. It's not just that. His grace is so powerful. It shows you what his true love is, reaching you. Even if you're out in the deepest sea, his grace will reach you.
Yes.
His grace
yes.
will rescue you. His grace will find you. His grace will heal you. His grace will deliver you. I want to share another testimony. And this is a little personal, but I feel like I need to share it because it's right there on the tip. And I think that's what God wants me to see. It's right at the tip of the tongue. In August, I had, and I want to drift back a little. About 2 years, I've had a cycle of heavy bleeding. And it was, mighty God, hallelujah. It was like over and over happening the same time. And I remember talking to Sister Camille about this, and she asked me the question, you know. She said, it happened already. But when she asked me that time, that was the second time it happened. So to be honest, I didn't take it as anything. I was just like, you know, just regular checkup and just make sure everything is all right and whatever. And then it happened again. The same time this year, when I came back from Jamaica, everything was fine up until October. Nothing showed up. So I was like, God, please don't make it happen again, because it happened the same time. I remember going to the doctor in November. And when I went in November, I was already experiencing about 2 to 3 weeks of continuous heavy bleeding. May I tell you, say, it is one of the most uncomfortable feeling. Me no want in the shoes of the woman with the issue of blood, because she had to maintain, she had to go endure that rather for 12 years. And I 2 to 3 weeks me go through, and me couldn't even ever sit, me sit, every walk, me walk, every move, me move. Me say, God, at one point me literally want ball in the class, because me say, why? Because my body was already under stress.
My
Me
God.
have this financial, this to deal with. Me have this emotional problems dealing with. It was just too much. And me say, God, we can't manage it no more. And I remember a period of snow came, and we got to stay home. And for some reason, I felt a little relieved, because I didn't have to be at school out in the public with everybody. And I remember when I went to the doctor in November, the doctor looked at me and they said, well, based on how everything is, it seems like you're going to have this. Thank you, Jesus. It seems like you're going to have this continuously. And in my mind, I said, no. Me now go have this no continuously, because me and you now go through this today. But I didn't tell the doctor that, and I'm just there listening respectfully. And the doctor said, you know, I'm going to have to prescribe some pills for you know. And I'm like, again, me, and the doctor say, I forgot depend if you what 1 to 2 years. Me send in my mind, I say, no, me now go pan on pill. And I'm not saying, you know, we should neglect medical assistance. But may I tell my brethren, and I have to use wisdom, because in this moment, Mr. God, every time I hear people I testify how you deliver them, how you help them, you can't show up for me now. And so I said, I'm a man, and I said, God, show up for me. I told the doctor respectfully, I refused the medication. And he said, well, you can always make contact and so on. And I came home. This is a week now into the situation. And I remember we didn't go to school the Monday. And I was there, and I said, God, I'm not going to take anything. I'm not going to go to any doctor for anything. I remember I had some headaches, and I know it was because I was losing blood. So I was weak. I was all of the everything that happens when somebody lose blood. And I said, let me just take two Advils. I'm gonna say, all right, I'm gonna take two Advil pill. And had it, the blood was just still flowing, just, and it wasn't just flowing, there were clots, clots upon clots upon clots. And it's just so uncomfortable. There was pain and there was discomfort with everything. And I remember that day when I was at home, Jesus, and I knelt and I prayed and I said, God, me can't do this no more. My heart a hurt me. My head a hurt me. My body a hurt me. It felt like everything around me was crumbling. And I just couldn't understand why every time I had to be going through this over and over like a
My
cycle.
God.
Mighty God, hallelujah. And I said, God, I have to get through this. You have to bring me through this. You have to show up. You have to prove to me, say, you will heal me, because I bear your stripes, man, go heal. You have to prove to me
Yes.
that
Yes.
many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you will deliver us out of them all. And I said, okay, God, I'm trusting you. I remember about 2 3 days after, I went to the bathroom. I mean, I tell you, no, at first, I'm not gonna take it as no testimony, because I'm just a watch on me, I observe. But then I remember in the prayer when I was praying, I said, God, if it's even to lessen the clots. 2 3 days after, when I went, there was nothing. There was no clot. It was just liquefied. And I said, okay, all right, I'm still a prayer. I'm still a prayer, because I don't know if I really that or my body a react, you know? We are human, so I said, I don't know what really going. And the next morning, you know, I thought the next 2 3 days, the next morning, I kid you not, me have to literally look twice, three, four times. Me not see nothing, no liquid, no. Me say, God.
My God.
Remember, you know, the doctor tell me, said, this will continue,
Hallelujah.
You know. It will continue, you know. I mean, if you go take pill, you know, meaning
my God.
Then if you go to CVS pharmacy, you know, I miss say, when me see all me could I do in the house, I say, thank you, Jesus. Me happy, me glad. Me I walk up and down, me I worship. Me
my
say, God,
God,
I thank you. Me not care what January look like. Me not care what February look like. Because
what
me
God.
I'm crazy. I said it earlier on the platform. I said, I'm praising from a place of victory, not for
Hallelujah.
Victory. Because God has already overcome everything for us. Brethren, let me tell you something. You see, when June come and me the day me had a Jamaica, it, at that moment, I'm telling you, me have a whole heap of testimony in one, but me just try share it because me feel like somebody here needs to hear, needs to be reassured that God is indeed very much alive. And I remember being in Jamaica in June. I have a financial issue. And I remember one of the agencies reached out to me, not in any good means. Them say, if you don't find XYZ amount of money now, we have to go locate you. And I said, when we get the text, my body starts shiver. And I'm being honest, me literally, because me said, when we forget so much money from God, me don't have no money. And I went to my mother, I said, you have any money? She said, she don't have no money. Because everybody who could have possibly asked, nobody. And in that moment, I said, God, you can't shame me so. Because your sister, my mother, not save, you know, and she go say, what kind of God may I serve when I provide me? Me just add them something that go through my head. And I just wanted to prove God. And, you know, I remember God provided the money. Mighty God. The Lord provided
Hallelujah.
For my mother to go to Mandeville because apparently I had some money put away that I didn't know about in terms of, you know, you save some little money, you can get some extra money on it. Right. And I say, that is what I could get. I mean, I say, whoa, I didn't even remember.
God.
Yeah, no, sometimes God, if you bring back things to remembrance, you know, I say,
yes.
Remember, say. And that is exactly where I want to stop tonight. There's a word that I got. I can't pinpoint if it was the 30th or it was the 31st, but I know it was in the last days before we entered the new year. I was doing my journaling and this came to my, it was rested on my heart. I initiate, but God increases. And the scripture where Paul was talking about, you know, you plant, me water, but God bring
the
increase.
Water,
that's
but God
exactly
bring increase.
What came to me. I'm saying, God, that's the one we do for the new year. You want us to plant. You want us to initiate. You want us to walk and step into things, especially when we're trembling. Because sometimes we feel like faith
God.
Means that we're strong. No,
yes.
Sometimes you have to express
Jesus.
Faith when you're at your weakest. You have to express
my
the faith
God.
When you can't see, when you don't understand how you actually look like one fool. You're literally going to look like you lack wisdom and people are going to look upon you strange and say, top in nice, what you talk about? Don't do that. But God is saying, express it because it's not up to you to sustain you. He will sustain you. He will keep you. He will provide for you. May I tell you, say, a whole heap of things happen, but it not even bother me. Because all in my mind is that the Lord will deliver and he
yes.
will sustain and he will make a way. So tonight, whatever problem you have, me not tell you, say, it'll go easy. Whatever obstacle you're facing, I'm not going to tell you it's going to be easy, but I'm going to tell you that God will provide. God will make a way somehow. That's what the songwriter says, and we agree with them tonight. It's not up to you to figure out how he's going to
Amen.
Make the way.
Thank
he's
God.
Going to make the way in Jesus' name. Continue to
Hallelujah.
Pray for me
Hallelujah.
Tonight.
Hallelujah.
As my aim and heart's
Hallelujah.
Desire
Hallelujah.
Is to walk
yes,
with
Lord.
Jesus in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We rejoice with you tonight.
Thank you,
we'll rejoice with you tonight,
thank
Jehovah
you.
Jireh, Jehovah Rapha.
Hallelujah.
Mighty God, you deliver again. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God. Any more monies, testimonies?
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
But they're not trying to keep me silent tonight, you know. It's every have to come out and say something. As we dey hear me, I listen to everybody, and me say, no man, all of our testimonies sound the same, but them can't too much. So me say, me happy come out and share my testimony.
Amen.
My God.
Praise
So
God.
tonight, I am thanking the Lord for his sustaining grace. How me
Amen.
survive 2025, it could have only been God and God alone. Nothing about me, but God and God alone. Today, I can boldly say that with all my years of existence on this earth, 2025 has been my closest walk with God. My closest walk with God.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
December 31st, 2014, I was broken to pieces. I was shattered by something that I never ever thought would ever happen to me. 10 years later, December 31st, 2024, God gave me a blessing from that situation that happened 10 years ago for me to handle, for me to care for. Not an easy task, and I would ask God on several occasions, God, how could you give me such a mandate, such a task to carry out when the same situation almost broke me, destroyed me 10 years ago? I had to lean on him entirely because there were days when I just felt like I could not go. I could not do it. I just wanted to give up, give in, throw in the towel. Accusational tongue rise up against me. It was just this continuous, painful cycle over and over and over again. And the more I prayed about the situation, it's like the more I was given a new task, a new test that seems hard. And the test just kept going, getting harder and harder and harder. But each test I realized came to teach me how to love, how to be patient, how to be gentle, how to
My
be the
God.
parent I was called to be. And I tell you, felt like letting go, just give up. It felt like the easiest thing to do because it during all that time going through the test and having to pray through it and, calling, asking someone to pray with me, putting the pride aside just to get through the season. It was one of the hardest, still hard, not easy. And a few weeks ago, I was so close to letting go. I was so close to letting go. I couldn't pray. I was listening to the worship songs, but I feel like it had hit nowhere. And it's like God now sent no message to me. And I was so close to like just letting go and just give up. And sister, come here, reach out to me just in time. When
My
I needed
God.
someone in my corner to just remind me of the journey that I committed to and the purpose I stepped into March 6th of 2025. That's when I joined Prayer Portal Ministry to Heaven. And I
My
say,
God.
God, you're really a talking, because here you are sending a message for me. And I slowly, slowly break up my fallow ground and push and get myself back on track. And tonight I can say thank you, Jesus, because I know the Lord takes pain and gives it a purpose.
Jesus.
God
Hallelujah.
might not
Hallelujah.
have done that thing to you or to me, but he will certainly use that thing for
Hallelujah.
healing.
My God.
December 31st, 2025, the turn full. Normally, that would have been a day where it's just chaotic, me sad. But December 31st, again, the other day, it was just pure joy. It was laughter.
Hallelujah.
It was just
Thank you, Lord.
experience.
Thank
I
you.
had no
Thank you,
sadness.
Jesus. Thank
The
you,
turn
Jesus.
full. I was just
Hallelujah.
laughing. I was just
My
bubbling. I was just
God.
happy. And this morning, me I come this tonight when I was on my way to work, me I laugh and me said December 31st is a significant date in my life. But this past 31st, for the last 11 years of my life, I'm just laughing about the situation because God's hand is truly in this situation.
Mighty
So
God.
tonight, I just want to
Hallelujah.
thank God for holding me together, for everything that came to overthrow me and throw me off track.
Amen.
God
Praise
sustain me and him hold me up with his mighty righteous right hand. And he said, Shani, I got your back. Just trust me. Just trust me. So
Praise
tonight,
God.
I am encouraging everyone tonight. Just continue to trust God and lean on God. Pray for each other. Just pray for each other, because we know not what each other situation may be. But we know who is in control of every and anything. God bless you tonight.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is so faithful. Brethren, God is so faithful. God is so faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, my sister. Any more testimonies?
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, sis.
God has been so good to me. I can't complain. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and what he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me.
My God.
I remember from a childhood growing up, I can remember vividly from I was 6 in Clarendon. Our house used to be in front of a church on opposite sides. And I just dash across the road to go to the church. And I remember persons were there crying, because everybody thought that the car had hit me. And my mom says that when everybody run and they run to the church, I was sitting under the bench, because God mercy kept me. As somebody else said, purpose can't die. I remember again, I went to St. Toulis, because we were living in Tollgate. We went to the river in St. Toulis. And we were there in the canal. And for some reason, the water came down so heavy. And as the water started washing me away, me and my mother, my cousin, and I was about to go down into the gully, the Lord turned me crossway, and somebody pulled me up. Who could it be but God? Because God has a mark on my life.
My God.
Praise God. And tonight, everything is not perfect, but God has been so, so good to me. I can't complain. You know, and I just want to live for him. Somebody say, look what the Lord has done. He has done so much, because I could have gone on so many occasions. I remember when I had my first child, I was 7 months pregnant, and I went and climbed a June plum tree to get the big June plum at the top. And I leaned back on a tree limb, and I didn't look to see what I was leaning on. And that limb broke, but God helped me to just bring my hand like a swimmer backwards, and I held on to something and I get down. I have so many near misses of death, but God has a purpose on my life.
My
As
God.
Somebody said, to him I live and to him I die. I'm just asking you, saints of God, to pray for me. And when you don't hear from me, feel free to call me, because I mean well to serve God. Let us not be getting ready, but to be ready waiting. And I'm here trying my best to be ready waiting. But you have sometimes, even in the workplace, in family, sometimes teeth and tongue will meet. But I'm just asking God just to help me to hold my composure, because better is ahead. You pray my strength, because I mean well, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Jesus, he's a way maker. Jesus, he's a way maker. Jesus, he's a way maker. One day, he made a way, oh glory. When I was lost in sin, Jesus came and he took me in. One day, oh, he made a way, oh, he made a way for me, he made a way, oh. Mighty long way, Lord, mighty long way. Mighty long way, Lord, mighty long way. Mighty long way, Lord, mighty long way. mighty long way. Oh, he made a way. Oh, he made a way for me. Any more monies? Any more testimonies?
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless
a
God.
mighty long way indeed.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Good evening, saints of God.
Good night, sis.
Good night. When you sang that song, Sister Sasha, it brought me to KPH. Those were some of the medleys that I had to sing. We know the workplace can be a distraction. Those were some of the songs I had to sing to get me through and just bring back a mighty long way.
Thank
Look
God.
Where you brought me from, a mighty long way. Tonight, I just want to give God all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It has
Yes, Lord.
Indeed been a mighty long way, but it has also been a year and a half in 1 year. But God, the
My
song
God.
I just sang said, I've got joy in chaos. I've got peace that makes no sense. But I didn't go under because I was not held up by my own strength. And tonight I just want to thank God for what he has done. And I just want to thank him for what he continues to do.
Yes,
Oh
Lord.
my gosh, the year started, 2025 started out so good. But God, as I'm standing here, I remember one conversation I had with my grandmother before she passed. When I said to her, and these were my exact words, I said to her, Anshula, you're a young girl, you know. You're supposed to be in America, take care of my kids. When you want to travel, just go start out your passport and I will handle the rest. But God's time is not man's time, and God's plan is not man's plan. And tonight I just want to give God thanks that he blessed us with the opportunity so that I could have gone home the December before, so that I could see my grandmother for one last time. And I remember when we were at another funeral, I said, come on, let us take a photo together with four generations of women. I did not know that was me just telling her how much I love and appreciate her. And I'm just so glad that God would have blessed us with opportunities so that she could see my girls before she would have transitioned. So may our beautiful soul rest in peace. And I just want to thank God for the peace that he gave me. I want to thank God for this ministry that prayed me up. Mighty
My
God.
God.
I say every day, I feel back and say, God, you know why I had to be a part of this family, because I'm telling you, the prayer was felt, the words of encouragement was felt, and I was so, well, God gave me so much strength that I didn't even know my own self. They would say, you're really planning your grandmother's funeral from here, but God, it wasn't me, it wasn't Chantel. But God, I just want to thank God for that. And I want to thank God for what he continues to do. Like, I'm not sure about anyone else, but for me, I know that it has been an ongoing back and forth since we migrated to America. You know, coming to America, it's a start over. I tell people that I'm a toddler in America. I'm still learning to walk. And sometimes you're just in the valley, but you know that you'll reach at the mountaintop. And the other day, my husband, we've been back and forth about him doing a program, a course. And when we just checked out the course in January, the course was for some 8,000 something. I'm not sure about anyone else, but I like to convert to Jamaican money. And mighty God, I'm like, God, you know, just saying, you know, we just got Jamaica December because my husband's grandmother passed. We were there. Then we had to go back to Jamaica. Me, with God, we're trying to bounce back, God. We're trying to build up, but I still continue to say, God, I don't understand what you're doing, mighty God. I never understand. I'm not going to lie. But God, I am trusting you. I am trusting you. And it just felt like it was the time. And one day I just sat down there and God was like, call this school. And I called the school and I spoke to the person and they were like, we're not offering this program, no, you know. But let me try and do something for you. Let me try and see what can be done. And I called her back and she said, Miss Chantel, we're able to facilitate your husband in this course. He's going to be the first person we try this out with. It's trial and error, no, you know, guys. It's trial and error. But I trust in God. And
my
she
God.
Said, the cost for this course, and she told us the cost for the course, and she says, you know, in if you're not using loan and you're paying out of pocket, they want you to pay all the money at once. And I remember I reached out to her and I said, "Hey, since we're going to make two payments, is there any way you can give us a leeway so we can pay one the money today and pay another set of the money tomorrow?" She said, "We don't usually do that. Once you're paying out of pocket, you have to pay all the money at once." And I said, "Okay, then. God is going to make a way." Amen, saints.
Amen,
This year,
amen,
like
amen.
this year, I see God has always been good to me, but this year I tell you, mighty God, I remember I was at the library one day and I saw a number calling me, no name or anything, and I answered. And the lady said, "Hello, Chantel, I'm just going over your husband's application and I want to tell you that he qualifies for this scholarship." And I
My
said,
God.
mighty God. Oh, Jesus.
Mm.
She said,
Hallelujah.
"When are you over?"
Mm.
Jesus. "I'm in the library, guys." Says, "I can't be in
Hallelujah.
the library." I said, "What?" And she
Hallelujah.
said, "Yes, when I go over his application, the date that he entered America, he would have been over 18. So he qualifies." It
My
was at first that
God.
he qualifies for me to take off $2,000. Let me tell you, saints, not $500, not $1,000, but
Jesus.
he qualified for me to take off $2,000 off
Yes,
his
my
tuition.
God.
What a mighty God we serve. And she there and I'm on the phone and all I could say, "But God." But God, and she laughed. But I know
Amen.
where my but God coming from, because I know that God knows that we never have it like that to pay, but God made a way. And I want to tell you tonight that it doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what you're going through. God is going to make a way where there absolutely seems to be no way. And I'm in the library, the camera up there, but tears just running down. And all I could do is lift up my hands and sing, "You're too faithful to fail me."
My God.
Hallelujah. Mighty God. "You're too faithful to disappoint me." God, you've proven yourself. You've proven yourself in my life. And I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Thank you,
Jesus.
God.
And as I'm here right now, God just dropped it and said, "Remember me, the control for you already. I've said it on this platform before. I filed my taxes and I owe IRS over $10,000. And one day this year, I'm sitting in the closet and he just nudged me and God said, just reach out to IRS. Just reach out." I tried calling them, I wouldn't get them. I'm not sure, but you guys can call IRS if anything ever come up. But pray first, call IRS. I wasn't getting them. I started sending them a message and I said, "Hey, I just wanted to know if there was any way I could get some money off my money that I owed. I trying, right?" He said, "Ask and it will be given unto you. Seek and he shall find. Knock and the door will be open." And the representative said, "What is your name, your social and everything?" And they said, "Because you're in good standing, mighty God, because you're in good standing, we can
Yes,
take off
deliver.
this
Thank you,
amount.
Lord.
We can take off this
Hallelujah.
amount."
Deliver.
And
Come
guys, I'm standing here to tell that I paid off IRS
on. Hallelujah.
before the deadline. God is good. God is good
Hallelujah.
and God is
Praise
faithful.
God.
So let us just continue to
Hallelujah.
worship him. Let us continue to give him all the glory, because Jehovah Jireh, mighty God, he's going to come through for you. So I wish you all a
Hallelujah.
blessed 2026, and let us continue to trust in God and
Yes,
on him.
Lord.
Amen.
Lord. Yes,
Amen.
Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Keep that
Bless
for
the
myself.
Lord.
Good
Thank you,
standing.
Jesus.
God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Can
Amen.
I
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Come with your
Thank
money.
you,
Come with
God.
your testimony.
Hallelujah.
Good God, how
Hallelujah,
are you?
Jesus. Hallelujah. Can we bless the Lord, saints of God?
Bless the
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My heart is indicting a good matter tonight. My God, he's too faithful to fail us. You know,
Yes.
I sit here and I'm listening at the testimonies tonight. What a great God. What a
Yes.
mighty God. And while I listen, I hear my soul started to wonder.
My God.
I heard,
Oh,
"Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord
yes.
delivereth him from them all."
Yes.
Hallelujah. I heard
Hallelujah.
God has brought me from a mighty long way. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord tonight. I hear breakthrough. I hear deliverance. I hear things that have been holding us down for years being released. Hallelujah. That's because we serve a great and mighty and powerful God. I heard workplace issues, my God. And tonight I just want to praise the Lord because we can stand here.
Hallelujah.
And if I may borrow Sister Chantel's words, but God, it has
Hallelujah. Been.
So, yes. But God,
my God, hallelujah. God,
hallelujah. You know, when I reflect on 2025, I just want to add my little piece of faithful, faithful is our God. Hallelujah.
God.
He has brought us from a mighty long way. 2025 has been a year of thickets and thorns and thistles, but it has also been a year where I rejoice in the Lord, my God. God has taken me to some level in the spiritual world, and I just want to praise him tonight. I want to continue to avail myself to him so that he can use me. And because he is faithful tonight, we just want to praise him for keeping us over 2025 and has allowed us to be brought over into 2026. And I just want to encourage us tonight, just as we go through this year, as the Lord has designed our lives, let us always remember that he is a faithful God, my God. Yes. And tonight, I just want to read from Lamentations chapter 3, just a couple of verses. Verse 19 says, remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Sometimes when we look at this stuff happening around us, we said, there go I, but for the grace of God. There go I, but for the mercy of God, my God. So it was because of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. And tonight I just want to lift my hands in worship to God and say, great is your faithfulness.
Hallelujah.
God bless your saints.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Any more testimonies?
Good night. Good night,
good
everyone.
Night.
Good night.
First, I guess some of you hear my voice, Anya, but I joined. Some of you might know who I am, but my name is Alex Oa. So this is a bit of a backtrack. I'm gonna give you the 2025 testimonies, but this one, I haven't shared it on any platform like this or publicly, but I have shared it one-on-one with individuals. So I can remember in 2020, my sister got pregnant, and you know, it was in COVID time. She was working from home, and her husband was out in the field working, and you know, it was basically she had support, but not permanent, you get me? You know, with pregnancy and all of that, it kind of takes a toll on you. So I offered to just go by, just to spend a week, you know, just to help out with the cleaning and cooking and all that stuff, until 1 week turns into 2 weeks, and 2 weeks turns into a month, and you know, gradually increase over time. Just started living there, you know. So I remember one time me and her was there, and you know, she just randomly said to me, Alex, you're not gonna look about your visa. And you know, me say, yeah, but I never really nothing on my tech like serious, because I've never thought about, you know, like, oh, nowadays youngsters, everybody want to go far, nobody want to get bus to go far. But then my mind wasn't there. You understand me? Just that thing, but you know, get a job, get grounded and you know, stable. I never thought about getting a visa. Not that I thought that it was impossible, but just not for me at the time. So, you know, over time we're there and you know, she would say to me no and then I'm gonna say yes and till one night. I don't know what, but one night she said, Alex, come. And she get the computer and, you know, she fill it out and she, me and her did it and she sat down and she asked me the information and I give them to her and we fill it out and, you know, make the appointment. And to be honest, we didn't even know where the first cent was coming from. It was just pure fate that we were operating off of, you understand, and just trusting God that he would have made provisions at that time. So we filled out the application, we submitted it, and you know, I mentioned it to one of my sister who was living in the States, and you know, just like that, your son said, you know what, I'll pay for it. I'll send you the money without any explanation, without any, you know, nothing like that. And, you know, who could it be but God? Right. So we did the application, we paid the fees, we done, you know, how the visa processing goes. We done all of that, set appointment date, and they're waiting on the appointment date. It was in April. I can't remember the date, but when, he almost got to that date, they canceled. I don't remember if it was on a holiday. I'm not sure why they had canceled, and you know, because of the backlog and all of that, the days them get in April, that was in April 2020. We didn't get a next date until 2021 of, I think it was August 2021, yeah. So we set the date for August and I went on my life and you know, even forgot about it. Months passed, I don't even remember saying I have visa interview for God. So one day my sister called me and she said, Alex, I'm gonna get an early date. I got an early date. It was at I think it was in CM 2020, December 11th of December 2020. And you know, she got the date and she put it in and I said, all right, I need to get serious and all. So I do my research, I ask questions and you know, I find out what it is that I need to take, what are the necessary documents, what are the requirements and all of that stuff, and I gathered them. At the moment, I wasn't working. However, I had managed to, well, I was sort of working, right? So I got a job letter, and the job letter is a whole nother different story. But anyways, I got the documents. So when it comes to the job letter now and bank statement, I never really did have nothing for sure as bank statement. I have an account, but not where a business is paying me for sure. So yeah, I have a steady income so I can finance myself and all of that. So bank statement was out of the list of documents that I had gathered. And for the job letter now, few days before the appointment, you know, I was back and forth, gathering the documents and but it just anxious and all of them sort of feelings that started to take me. And I remember the interview was on a Monday, 7 o'clock. And you know, may end up of a charter vehicle, go somewhere to an ex community, for go pick up the job letter, which on a Sunday where I'm at, it's hard to get taxi. So it was a bit tedious, you get me? So leading up to the appointment date, after getting all the documents, I prayed. That was before I got the Sunday before I got the job letter. I prayed over the documents that I have. I'm gonna go down my knee, I'm gonna pray. I'm gonna say, Father God, you know, I'm not going to a man. I am coming to you. I am coming to face you for this. Right? So if this isn't your will for me to get it, then I won't be getting it. But if it is your will, then let it be done. I'm remember my prayer. I'm gonna tell God, say, God, this is all the documents that I have. I'm gonna have no more. If there's any other documents, may I ask you? I don't know how, but provide it or let it be that they won't require that specific document and pray my own, every single piece of paper from my bed and I pray over them. And you know, may take my passport size picture. That's the next story. I'm take my passport size picture and you know, may get up everything. And the morning, the night before, you know, someone called me and, you know, tell me, say, oh, do this. Make sure, because when you have got them place there, you have to do this and do that. You know, I'm not going to say exactly what. But, you know, I guess I'm thinking that you guys might know what I'm talking about. So they must say, do this, you know, because if you're not do that, you're not going to get through and all of that. And before the visa application, before me get the job application, and this was days before, it's like I can feel a presence, like, and I could hear a voice saying, you know, just you pray already, you've been praying, just leave everything. You understand? I'm ready to worry, I'm ready to fret on myself, Father God. I mean, I have everything. How am I? The documents don't have. I don't even care, even, you know, do anything. And the voice just constantly, I'm a no set. That wasn't my mind. You get me? Thanks be to God. That wasn't my mind. That was the spirit of God telling me that, you know, it is already done. Just do what you need to do and leave the rest to me. I'm still there. I may go out of my way, forget the job letter and all of that. So, fast forward now, me on my way to the appointment. Remember, 7 o'clock. Me end up running a little bit late, not much. You understand? So, when we reach, join the line, and then a lady in front of me. She mentioned about pictures. So, me say, you know what? Let me check my envelope. Let me check my envelope to see if me have everything. When we're looking at my envelope, no passport size picture. No passport size picture. I'm gonna say, oh gosh, what me I gonna do now? So, me turn to the lady without a phone because we couldn't go in there with nothing but documents. Those of you know. So, I'm gonna leave my phone in the vehicle. And I don't have money for me, no wallet, no nothing like that. I turn to the lady with confidence, you know, like say, yeah, I have the money and all of that. Turn to her and say, anybody close by take pictures? Where is it? And she said, I'm across the road, I'm gonna go across the road. And, you know, I stand up right at the spot where, you know, people stand up in the middle road for crossover. And I borrow a lady phone and I call the driver. You see if he couldn't carry the money, come give me. So I can't get the picture taken. I call him, call him, call him. My phone, rather, because I never know if he number what I'm here. He never answer my phone. Know. So me daddy and me, I get, you know, worried and all of that. So the lady, and me, I tell you guys, honestly, thinking about it now, goosebumps just attack my skin. Thinking about it now, may I tell them, man, that was God in and of himself. The lady just looked upon me and said, "How much is the picture?" And the lady before who directed me across the road told me that it was $1,000. So I turned to her and said, $1,000. And she just take it out of the bag and give me without a question. She not even say, "When you finish or whatever, let me get it back." She just take it out and give me. And in that moment, my nose say, she must be one of God's angels sent, you know, just place, just coordinate along the journey. So after she gave me the $1,000, now I went around where they take them, where them take the pictures, right? And the guy take the pictures. I have my envelope with all of my documents, them, or so I thought. So the guy said, "You have the confirmation letter?" I'm gonna say, "Yeah, that are the DS-360 or something like that." I'm gonna say, "Yeah." And he said, "All right, that was that." So he say to me again, like him say, "Sure, so you have the confirmation letter?" I'm gonna say, "Yeah, man." So I thought. So him say, "Let me see it." You know, and I mean, a picture, I'm gonna go around if you take, you know, whether I'm gonna have the letter or not, that now have nothing to do with him. But the guy insists on finding out if I had the letter. I'm take it out and show him. Man, for me, I say, "Brother, this is another confirmation letter." Mr. Father God, what am I gonna do now? So him say, "All right, no worry yourself." And him say, him asked me for some information when me did use to fill out the application at the time. I'ma give him, I'ma provide them to him, and him say, him print it and say, "See it here, this are the confirmation letter." The letter I did have, I not even remember which form I did have, but him give me the confirmation letter, which that is what would have been required for
My
me go through. You get me? That is what the picture and the letter, if me never have them there, either the interview would have been put off or canceled or something like that. I may tell us the guy said about $1,000 feet, you know. I'm say, "John, you know, I say $1,000 I'ma come with." And the guy just knocked my fist and said, "All right, you know if you find me. No sweat, no argument, nothing like that, no hesitation. I'ma move off, I'ma go across the road." And you know, just a quick note, I have an issue with my eyes. You get me, where I mean, I really see so good when it comes night or in dark, dimly lit places. So after I get all of the pictures and the letter and all of them, something I go across and I go through. And when I reach in the room where I check you, where I scan and all of them, something there. The lady, because in there was a bit dark, you know. So the lady we do, she said, "I'm not move so effective." So she asked me if something is wrong with my eye. I'm say yes. And she said, "All right." She sent me on one side to stand up. And then she called a security officer. I said, "You know, this young man needs assistance because he has a eye issue. So I needed to escort him down to where whatever." And the security come, took me from the room. And those of you who know how the US Embassy is, you know, say, "I have to go through a little area then scan." And then after you go through this, you have to join a long line. Myself, when the security come for me, I thought that the security was gonna just place me in the line. The security walked with me past, and this is no exaggeration. When we say over 100 people, they in at the line, they walk past every single person and carry me right up to the part where them take the letter. And then him pass me on to another security, and him also explained, say, "You know, this young man have a eye issue." And she brought me in. She bring me in front of some people in a line. She carry me go do my fingerprint. And then after that, now you have to go to the officers where do the interview. And she even me go before persons. We go in there before me. We go do the interview. And guys, I'm telling you, when it was my time, I never did feel nervous or all of that. But the questions that they were asking, and even before my God, my prayer, myself, Father God, any question what I'm gonna ask, I already have the answer. Don't make me stutter. You just move my lips and answer for me. You understand? And may I tell you, I answered with confidence, and the words them just a flow. And the officer, and may I tell you guys, I went with a big envelope. And would you believe me if I tell you, say, I never did, I could have just walked with my passport, the DS360 and my ID and the pictures. The guy them not look on one piece of document in the envelope. Who could it be but God? I'm here to tell you, say, when him take the passport, him give me a white piece of paper and say, you know, Mr. Wa, I am granting you the visa, and him take my passport. And up until this moment, the guy not say, and me the documents are supporting documents, nothing like that. I'm here to tell you, guys, my prayer. I must say, God, just make this work. If this is your will, let it be done.
God, hallelujah.
Oh gosh, my tell you, man, my see, my literally see like every single person that helped me out in on that day was angels placed there by God, because my know say, if it wasn't God, if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't get that visa there right now. Just one shy, one go with all of them mishaps there, and it still went perfectly. So, you know, that just goes to show that with faith, even the devil trembles with faith, because faith is the how we go again? Can
the substance of things hoped for.
Right.
Right.
So with faith, guys, with faith and trust in Almighty God, there is nothing at all that is impossible. You understand? Because anybody at all will go up there and experience that. I don't know if they must see a God, then I don't know. But I know Almighty God work through that day, through that morning. And I tell them, I go there and I spend 15 minutes throughout the whole process. I don't spend 15 minutes in there. They get me. So, you know, all praises to God.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The last will be first and the first will be last.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank
can
you.
Can you make the crooked path straight? Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. 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 God is good.
Amen.
Jeremy Edwards says, I come to one conclusion. You are the best. You are the best. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I know we've gone way over our time, Sister Camille. So I'm not sure. What do I do from here? Do we continue with our testimonies? Or
please allow me to share mine. Good night, everybody.
Go ahead, sis.
Good night, sis.
Thank you. I was on the road. I was listening in, but to God be the glory. I concur with you, Sister Sasha and Jermaine. I come to one conclusion. Holy God is indeed the best. Hallelujah. The songwriter said, for him to show us how much he loves us, he put food on our table. He showed up when our bills were due.
My God,
when the pain and discomfort were rocking our bodies,
healing
he
down to you,
down to us. When we were lost in sin and sorrow, he died to set us free. He sent the rain. He sent a song when we need comfort. He sent a phone call or a text.
He just knows how to show up right on time. And tonight I give Holy God the glory, the honor, and the praise. I thank him for all the weapons that have been, hallelujah, expelled out in the atmosphere so that we, dispersed in the atmosphere, so that we can receive it and be strengthened. 2025 was a year of change for me. I heard somebody said earlier, I think it was Sister Shanique, it was the best year in her walk with the Lord. And I would say the same thing. Despite the challenges, despite the hurt, despite the disappointment, despite the lack, mighty God, he showed up. I have experienced a different type of relationship with the Lord. And I want to thank him tonight for all the people, all the places that you have placed in my heart, even this very ministry, to keep us afloat, to keep us encouraged, to keep us motivated. Hallelujah. I want to testify of the goodness of the Lord because he gave me a family. Hallelujah. Even when I was going through work-related issues, every day I got up, I was just complaining. I was just murmuring. I had no desire to go to work. I just wanted to quit. And the Lord said to me, stop complaining and ask for grace. Start to thank him. And it was so hard to do because of what I was going through. And when I started to praise him, when I started to ask for grace, I didn't even notice when I started to feel like I'm enjoying my job again. I didn't even notice that I wasn't complaining anymore. And the little instructions that he gives, the little tests that he came with during 2025 to test my tenacity, to test my faithfulness, to test my obedience. Some of them I failed. And some of them I had to do over and I passed. And I'm still doing some again and again and again. But to God be the glory. I thank him for his grace and his tender mercies. He's so slow to anger towards us. And for the new year, I want to encourage us. Just let us keep on the fiery line. Let us hope in the Lord. Because without him, it's going to be hard for us to make it. Yes, the blessings are in store. Yes, they are available to us. But until we acknowledge God and until we accept him as our source and accept that he's the one who gives them to us, and we have to praise him, we have to stand in his presence, we will not be able to hold on to them the way we desire. Let us seek first the kingdom of God. I know that many of us on the platform are already saved, but sometimes we get distracted. So I want to leave with you this word tonight for our new year. Seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and everything will be added unto you. Praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Any more testimonies?
Good night, everyone.
Good night, my sister.
My internet is kind of in and out, so if you hear a break, you know that it's out. I've been sitting here from night listening to all the testimony, oh God, that's of good. So I too have a testimony. The songwriter said, count your many blessings, name them one by one, then you will surprise in what the Lord have done. My first testimony is when the doctor, you know, like call that word, they're still in a boat. When I did a test and a biopsy, and the doctor told me that I have cervical cancer. I was praying. It wasn't a shock to me because I had prayed and left it in God's hands. So when the doctor tell me that, yes, it is positive, it is cancer, I smiled to the doctor and say, I knew that already. And I knew that my God is going to heal me after this surgery. And it's been 4 years now and I haven't been back to the doctor. And I can only say to God, be the glory. And then after that, I the devil was taunting me and I fell in depression. And a sis church sister of mine came to me and she added me to this prayer group. And from there, I saw where God brought me back from that depression. And then coming back now to 2025 that has passed, I have been tested and tried through families, and I see where God have given me the strength where I don't react to whatever they have to say. I could stand and only say to God, thank you for giving me the strength not to do the things I used to do or re react the way that I used to react to people's and what to what they have to say about me, and to demolish my walk with God. And I just want to give him all the glory, the honor, and the praise, because he is my king. He is my deliverer. So just continue to pray for me because I mean well. I want to see Jesus someday because he has done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. So just pray for me because I mean well in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Any more monies?
Good evening. Happy New Year, one and all.
Same to you, my sister.
Mr. Brown, you're on mute.
Oh, sorry. I guess my finger probably touched by the mute button. Thank you so much,
Okay.
Everton Scott, Brother Scott. So, yes. Evangelist, I remember when I had embarked on my first experiences of fast as a woman of God. I thank you for your testimony. I thank you that you're looking at this experience as one to bring glory to God, and that is exactly how to look at it. The Bible says that we ought to count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptations, and I say temptations, and I place that with testings. Because when we fall into these testings, from the tests we get the testimonies. It is from, and you have already been testifying of the goodness of God and that He will see you through. So we are expecting greater news regarding that situation in Jesus' name. So I embarked on fasting. I remember I did fasting for 1 month back in my early days of Christianity, my 20s, when I had surrendered to God. And it was just this fight. It was always such a fight just to go on a fast. And then since I've had my son, the other child, now it's a whole different ball game because you still have to be responsible for them because you don't really, it's just me and my children living together. So you still have to make sure the place is cooked, the meals cooked, place tidy, all this ready for school, all of those stuff. Trying to just spend some time with God and just trying to starve the flesh. Coming out of 2025, going into 2026, there are some things that I realized were still coming up in my life, weaknesses and temptations and stuff like that. And I said, Lord, I cannot go into 2026 like this. And I said, I need to go on a fast and I need to do a real radical one. So I'm going to do a 3-day fast, no food, no water, no nothing. And I said, Lord, I know I still have to attend to my children and all of that stuff, but I just want to really find some time to just allow my soul to be healed, allow my soul, the broken parts of my soul, just to be configured, just to be stitched up, just to be healed, for those wounds to be healed. And so I embarked on this fast. I'm still on the fast. It ends tomorrow. And to God be the glory. I still have energy. I am still able to sing. I'm still able to worship God because I prayed and I asked Him. And for me, it is nothing shy of a miracle because I remember when I was living in Montego Bay, and I have a bit of support now, but when I was living in Montego Bay, but I still have my responsibilities. I tried to do the 3-day fast and I nearly did the second day. I sat on the passage floor and I say, God, if I perish, I perish, but I'm most of the king. I know the Holy Spirit said to me, just go get a fire, so you pray pastor. And they can find you unconscious on the floor. And I telling you, it's like it feels like I'm not fasting. But brothers and sisters, I tell you, I've not eaten anything. And today is day two. I'm like, I should at least. The only thing is I know that my lips are a bit dry. And I'm like, I should be, and I've still had to prepare meals or whatever. And I'm like, I should be a little weak. I was able to go do some watering, while talking to the Lord. I said, all right, I'm going to see if I could get a piece of cane and get some chocolate fruit from the yard, and I was able to pick that. I did a little bit of laundry for the baby and pin it out on the line. Today was a cool day. I thank God for that because I didn't have to encounter any sun because that would drain you. And I could come back and just spend time in the presence of God. I could sit, engage in a conversation about God and not feel weak and drained and just out of it. And I know it is Almighty God carrying me through. So that whatever it is that is within me can truly be healed. So that whenever, because for me, it's like I say it to God all the time. I say, I don't want to be known, I just want to serve you. I don't know why you always are trying to find me and pull me out in things. I just want to serve you. I just want to get to know you, Lord. And we know it is. In serving him, in knowing him, it's just going to happen. It's a part of it. It don't matter how minute it might seem to us now, or just simple, a simple Thursday meeting. We are impacting homes and communities and lives and saving souls and wreaking havoc in the kingdom of hell. It seems simple in the natural, but it's a major feat. And I said, God, I just wanted to thank God for just giving me the grace to go through this fast without feeling like I was going to die, like I was going to just wither up and die, And I just wanted to share that. I said, like I said, it's not as mighty as those, but I wanted to share just the goodness of God and how He shows up for us in different ways and different areas of life. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Thank
Amen. Amen. Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Amen. Sister Sasha, you're on mute.
Lord, have mercy. Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. Bless the Lord. God, we give you thanks. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimonies. And I am telling you, even if you didn't testify tonight, you will testify. Some declarations and some prophecies have been made. I don't know if you receive yours, but me receive mine. And I will testify on this platform again of the goodness of Jesus. Because me no know, but anytime we come together to meet as people, as children of God, come with a spirit of expectancy. Don't come expecting the ordinary, because we don't serve an ordinary God. Don't come with a spirit of spectatorship. Don't come expecting the unexpected, because God is incredible. He is awesome. He will do the unthinkable. He will do the unspeakable. He will do. He said that he's able to do far more, exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could even ask or think. So tonight you may not have testified. But me don't know about you. I took what was for me tonight. Me take restoration, because I need some restoration. I may take everything else what is mine. And brother, sister, I hope you took something from this testimony service tonight. I was so sick last night, I couldn't go to watch night service at church to testify.
But the Lord say, I know, say, he hadn't picked me for such a time as this to testify and to hear of other person's testimony of the goodness of Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for your testimonies. Thank you, God, for this platform that we're able, mighty God, to worship you freely, mighty God. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you all. Deacon Scott, I turn over to you.
Bless the Lord.
Isn't he wonderful?
Amen.
Our Lord God is wonderful. He works in mysterious ways.
Mm-hmm.
He's always watching over us. Always victorious in every situation. We have heard tonight how God has been good. Word of the Lord tells us that the goodness of God leads to repentance. When we see how mighty and how wonderful our God is, lead us to a place of surrender. Give it all up to him. He worked yesterday and he's able to work today again and forevermore. Amen. We have seen him act in the capacity of a doctor. We have seen him act in the capacity of a solicitor. The capacity of, you know, whatever you want your God to be, he can fill whatever role there is. You know, he works on people, he do paperwork as well. Amen. My brother. Yes, he deals with whatever. He deals with financial problems. He deals with the mind. He deals with the heart. He deals with companionship. Whatever you need, he is able to provide. He is an all-rounder exclusively. There's nothing that he cannot do. Our God is... what you call it, multi-purpose. Whatever we want him to do, he's able. So don't think your problem is bigger than God, that God cannot handle. He can handle every situation, no matter what it is. He's able to stand in the gap for you and for me. And with those testimonies released in the atmosphere, we know that whatever problems or whatever circumstances that are facing us still, we know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we may ask, think, or imagine. You know, tonight we want to thank our leader, Sister Camille, for that beautiful devotion, reminding us that the years that the locust had eaten, the canker worm, the caterpillar, the farmer worm, great army which I have sent unto you, from Joel chapter 2 verse 25 to 26, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and peace, and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wonderfully with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. Amen. So our God is good, and tonight I can surely say that he is still in the healing business. Because like Sister Sasha, I wasn't feeling well neither. From the week start, I was down with the flu. But yes. Thank God tonight I can talk without coughing or sneezing. You know, I can come on and I can bless the whole soul of faith, knowing that my God has delivered again. Up to this morning, I was coughing. Yesterday, last night, you know. But God is good and he's able to do exceedingly. Thanks, Sister Sasha, for leading us so wonderfully in our testimony service, and for those that have testified. I know all of us have a testimony. If it wasn't for time, I know that we would go further and stuff. But hold your testimony until next time. You'll get a chance to testify. You know, but I am so overwhelmed. I am pulled up, you know. And as I know that when I lay down tonight, I'm going to reflect on some of those testimonies, and it's going to strengthen me even more than I'm strengthened now. Amen. I just want to cover you before I hand over to Sister Camille for our closing remarks. Lord, we want to thank you for us, your people. Indeed, you have done so many things for us, and we come and we testify, we share it with others so that others can be strengthened and be built up to know that you are alive and well. To know, mighty God, that there is no circumstances or situation that you are ignorant about, but you know it all and you're able to fill in any capacity that we want you to fill in. We pray, mighty God, that you'll cover your people under your blood. We seal them, mighty God, cause them to be true overcomers by the word of their testimonies and the blood of Jesus Christ. I pray, mighty God, that the word of victory has gone forth, that they will come underneath no attack. In the name of Jesus, protect them from the evil ones. Mighty God, this platform is covered and it's sealed from all ears of corruption. And we pray even now, mighty God, that whatever word that has been released in favor of you, mighty God, it will bring forth fruit in due season. And Lord God, the testimonies will continue to multiply and your people will continue to be overcomers in the name of Jesus. Bless this platform, mighty God. We release your people in a season of abundance even now, as the new year would have kicked in. We pray, God, you're covering over their finances, the covering over their health, the covering over their jobs, the covering over their mind, the covering over their family. We speak the name of Jesus all over your people. Even now, we put the blood of Jesus Christ on their doorposts, the spotless lamb, and we pray, mighty God, that Satan will pass them by and do them no ill. We pray, mighty God, that you will build a hedge, a blood wall around them, protect them from dangers and accidents, every incidences. In the name of Jesus, we release them into a pasture that is green, that is flourishing with green grass, with fresh water. We release them, mighty God, and place them where the healing water flows even now. And we pray, bread of heaven, that you will fill them up with bread that they need no more. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord, and be thou glorified in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen.
Bless the Lord. God bless you, Deacon. Thank you so much. Greetings again, everybody. God bless you. And as we get ready to close off, I'll just extend the invitation of Jesus Christ to the platform tonight. If you are an unsaved and, you know, you have listened to the testimonies and you have heard of the goodness of God and you have made that decision in your heart that I'm going to serve God this year, this season. I'm going to allow the 1st of January to be the day I make, you know, the choice to serve Jesus. As Cetera would have said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and everything else shall be added. If you are that person tonight that is willing to seek God first, I invite you to just indicate to us that we may know and, you know, reach out to you and be praying for you and with you and offer some sort of support for you. Amen. Because as I always say, the journey is better when we do it together. Is there such a one tonight? I ask you to just indicate. You can unmute and indicate. You can put it in the chat. You can send a private message. It's entirely up to you how you choose to do it. But if you are that person, then we want to know. Amen. Bless the Lord. And so think about it. It's dangerous. Dangerous is a strong word, but it's dangerous to live without Jesus. And it's even more dangerous to die without Jesus. Amen. So make that choice today. He says, behold, I come knocking at the door of our hearts. Will we open up and let him in? Amen. And so I invite you, if you have not yet done so, go ahead, make that decision and let us know. Amen. Praise God. I want to use this opportunity to thank each of us for coming out tonight. I know it's the first and I know that there are other events that would have been happening, but we want to bless the Lord for those of us who were here. We bless the Lord for his presence. We honor him for the testimonies. Amen. And so we just shout glory to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. We know that time is far spent, and so I'm going to release you. Deacon already prayed a blessing over us, and so I will just leave it at that and say, God bless you. It was good to have you. It was good to have you, Brother Waugh. God bless you for that testimony. It really blessed my heart. You know, when you if you would come and just share and say, I went to the embassy and I got the visa, we wouldn't see the different areas where God would have showed up for you, you know? And so I was really blessed by that testimony. May God continue to bless you and continue to show up in your life, Brother Wah. Amen. God bless you, people of God.
Amen.
And as you get ready to go, just greet somebody as you go. Amen. Happy New Year to you all. We look forward to seeing you next week, same time, same place. We look forward to seeing you on Saturday night. Yes, we have Bible study on the same platform, and it's just a wonderful time in God. Amen. So, is it Corinthians 11, Deacon? 1 Corinthians 11?
Yes, Sister Camille.
So,
1 Corinthians 11.
Bless the Lord. So let's just go ahead and read it beforehand and then just join us here on the platform and just be fed with the word of God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. God bless you as you go. Have a wonderful night and a blessed and prosperous new year as your soul prospers. God bless you. God bless you. Sister Kareen, God bless you, my
sister. Lord, bless the Lord.
Everyone.
People of God.
Sister Colette, God
bless
you.
Sister Edwards.
Bless you, Sister Tiffany.
Amen.
God bless you, Sister.
Elder Edwards, bless the Lord.
Happy New Year, everyone. God bless you.
Sister Colette.
God bless you.
Sister Kenesha, bless the Lord, Brother Waugh.
God bless you, sis. Sister
Elisha. Thank you and same to you all.
Amen, Sister Tamaya.
Sister Camila Edwards, Sister Chantal.
Amen.
Sister Terry,
bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
God bless you all. Elder Edward.
Bless the Lord, Sister Eva.
Praise God. God bless you. Sister Eva, blessings, blessings. All right, have a good night,
Amen.
Everyone.